配搭赞美主。
And we're able to use all our different gifts to work together to praise the Lord.
我们今天下午要继续来看、天上的异象。
This afternoon we'll continue looking at the heavenly vision.
我们请打开约书亚记。
Please turn with me to Joshua.
我们要看的是第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们要从十三节念到十五节。
Verse 13 to 15.
我念一节，请然后下一节用英文来念。
And we'll just read it here, from the pulpit, taking turns.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们的呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？
He said, No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, What has my Lord to say to his servant?
耶和华军队的元帅对耶稣亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。耶稣亚就照着行了。我们再看十一章。
Now chapter 11.
十五节。
From verse 15.
十一章十五节。
Joshua 11:15.
我们用英文念一次，中文念一次。
We'll read it once in English, once in Chinese.
英文开始。
Just as the Lord had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord has commanded Moses.
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的。约书亚没有一件懈怠不行的。二十一章
Chapter 21
43节
Verse 43
到四十五节
43 to 45
也是我们请英文念一次，中文念一次。
I read it once through in English and once through in Chinese. So the Lord gave Israel all the land which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they possessed it and lived in it. And the Lord gave them rest on every side according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And no one of all their enemies stood before them. The Lord gave all their enemies into their hands. Not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass.
这样耶和华将从前向他们列祖启示所应许的全地赐给以色列人，他们就得了为业，住在其中。耶和华照着向他们列祖启示所应许的一切话，使他们四境平安。他们一切仇敌中没有一人在他们面前站立得住。耶和华把一切仇敌都交在他们手中，耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。我们再看二十四章
Chapter 24
十五节
Verse 15
二十四章十五节
24:15
也是请英文念一次。
We'll read it once through English first. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you were living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
若是你们以为侍奉耶和华不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。最后， 念十四章约书亚记十节到十三节。
Joshua chapter 14, from verse 10 to 13.
这段话是与约书亚一起进迦南的那一位迦勒所说的。
This was spoken by Caleb.
十四章十节到十三节，我就用中文念了，英文我们就节省时间不翻了。
Chapter 14 from verse 10 to 13, we'll read it through in Chinese, so it's with English Bibles, just follow along.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这四十五年，期间以色列人在旷野行走，看哪，现今我八十五岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天一样，无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。于是约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子迦勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。我们圣经就读这么多。
And these are all the passages we'll read today.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's have a little word of prayer.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you're God who speaks.
当年你用你的话创造了万有。
You, with your word, you created everything.
然后你让话道成肉身来到这个世界，成为耶稣基督。
And then word becoming flesh entered this world, becoming Jesus.
你让你的儿子到这个世界来，把这个完美的道表明给我们看。
You want your son to come into this world and show us this word.
今天你把这个伟大的话，有能力有生命的话，又借着你的儿子赐给我们。
And today you give us your powerful word through your son.
主啊，愿意我们每一个人能够认识你的儿子耶稣基督，借着他所说的每一句话。
May each one of us come to know your son through his words.
主啊，让我们像耶利米一样，能说我将你的话当作食物吃了。
And let us all say as Jeremiah said, I partake of your word as food.
主，我们渴慕你的话。
But we long for your word.
我们纪念你说人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口中所出的每一句话。
We remember you telling us that men do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
愿这个教会每一个在座的弟兄姊妹都有这样 一颗渴慕神话语的心。
May each brother and sister have a heart that desires and longs for his word.
你的话不再是从左耳进来右耳出去说说讲讲而已。
It's not just in one ear and out the other.
主啊，让这个话生根建造在我们每一个人的生命里头。
Lord, let your word take root in each one of our lives.
因为你的话永远长存。
But because your word lasts forever.
你的话是我们的生命。
And your word is our life.
你的话是我们的一切。
And your word is our all in all.
赞美你的名。
We praise your name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们一直来讲一个重点，就是人活着乃是靠着神的意象。
We've been sharing this very important concept that is men live by this heavenly vision we have.
今天在地上任何一个公司，任何一个企业，任何一个政府，他也要向他的公司，向他的人民来表明到底前面的意向是什么。
Today, even in a corporate world or in any organization in this world, they want to give their people a vision, a goal.
今天在地上的基督徒，神的儿女，我们更需要认识神的意向是什么。
And today, as children of God, as Christians, we want to know what God's vision is.
因为箴言说，民无异象就要分散。
Because in Proverbs it says, if it's a people without a vision, they will scatter.
我盼望我从圣经创世纪一个一个异象 摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
We want to present to you these visions as we look through the Bible from Genesis on.
不要把它当作故事听听就完了。
And I don't want you to listen to these things as just stories.
我要每一个听这些信息的人到神的面前去为这些话语在神面前祷告。
I do want you to go before the Lord and pray for these words that you hear.
让神的意象不但当年给了亚伯拉罕，给了以撒，给了这许多的先知们。
So that his vision was not just given to Abraham, to Isaac, to all these prophets.
今天也给我们所有神的儿女。
This vision will be given to all of his children today too.
如果你注意看神的家。
If you pay attention to God's house.
从老到小。
From the oldest to the youngest.
今天到底什么对我们的影响大？
What influences us the most?
我们的脚步是跟着什么走？
Our steps, what we follow?
你会发现一个很可怕的现象。
You will find a very terrible phenomenon.
基督徒跟着世界的潮流走。
That Christians are following the trend of the world.
我们被这个世界洗脑洗过去了。
We are as if brainwashed by this world.
我们反而不知道到底耶稣基督到世界来花了他整个的生命来买赎我们这些人，为什么？
We seem to have forgotten what the reason of what Jesus did was.
我们只是照着这个世界的模式来生活。
We're living according to the model given us by the world.
我们不能影响这个世界，反而被世界来影响我们。
We can't influence this world, instead we are being influenced by the world.
这是今天教会堕落的光景。
This is the phenomenon of the church today.
我们要在神的面前，真正到主的面前祷告，神啊，让你的福音改变这个世界。
We really need to go before the Lord and pray and ask for His gospel to change the world.
让你的意象抓住这个时代的每一个基督徒。
That His vision will capture every Christian in this generation.
这是我们来传扬这一系列的信息，我们心中的负担。
That's the burden for sharing the series of messages.
那我们现在来讲的是这一个人叫约书亚。
And we've come to now this person called Joshua.
我们知道他是承继他的先行者摩西。
We know that he took over his commission from his predecessor Moses.
他们两人的意象在这个点上是共同的。
They share the same vision on a point.
虽然神表达的方式不一样，
Even though God showed them different ways，
对摩西是在旷野荆棘的里头神向他显现，
To Moses God revealed himself in the desert as in the burning bush，
在约书亚他是刚刚我们读的那段第五章，他是来到过了约旦河，来到这个耶利哥这个高大的城墙面前。
To Joshua, as we read earlier in chapter 5, God showed himself by the city Jericho.
他正在盘算我怎么样可以把这一个第一仗第一炮打响，把这个城门打破。
Joshua was sitting there pondering how he can take the first step in conquering the city.
因为在他的肩膀上承担着一个历史的使命。
Because he's carrying this great commission on his shoulders.
神对他说不要丧胆，要勇敢，我要带领你把这一个迦南地赐给你们。
God said to him, take courage, do not fear, I will give you this land that you see ahead of you.
你想想看，他现在是整个这一个军队的总司令啊。
Now he is the leader of this entire army.
现在打过约旦河来的第一仗。
And they will fight the first battle as they crossed Jordan.
当年他们见过这些敌人的面貌。
They've seen these enemies before.
他们是什么？巨人。
That they were giants.
他们建的城堡也是高大的城墙啊。
They have very, very high city walls.
当年我们的弟兄曾经说过，我们在他面前是小蚱蜢啊。
They feel like they're grasshoppers in front of these enemies.
我们今天来到这么可怕的仇敌面前，我们要把他打垮，这个责任多大。
Now he faces this great responsibility of conquering these giant enemies.
所以他在那边想。
So he's thinking.
正在思想，正在筹划的时候。
He's plotting and pondering how he can do this.
忽然间他看见一个异象。
All of a sudden he saw a vision.
有一个人站在他面前。
He saw a person standing in front of him.
从他身上拔出一把刀来。
And he drew his sword.
他马上问他一句话。
And Joshua asked him.
问什么？你是为帮助我们呢，还是帮助那个仇敌的呢？
He said, are you for us or for our adversaries?
结果那个回答是他没有想到的。
And the answer was not something that he expected.
我们刚刚念了。
We read earlier.
他说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
He said, no, rather, I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord.
所以在这个意象中，他看见的是什么？
So Joshua, what did Joshua see in this vision?
他看见的跟这个摩西所看见的 有没有相同的地方？
Is there any similarity between this vision and the vision of Moses?
在这里的对话有相同的地方。
In this conversation, we see a similarity.
这位耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
The captain of the host of the Lord told Moses, told Joshua to remove his sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
Because the place where you're standing is holy.
这句话多少年前说过？
How many years ago was this same phrase repeated?
大约四十多年前。
About 40 some years ago.
对不对？就是在荆棘的火焰中，神对摩西所说的话是一样的。
It's the same words that God said to Moses in the burning bush.
所以这是他们两个人所看到这个意象的时候，那个中心所表达的思想。
So this point is the same between the vision of Moses and the vision of Joshua.
所以记得这句话什么意思？
Do you remember what it means?
为什么每次神看到他的仆人的时候，总是叫他脱鞋呢？
Why did God to tell his servants to always remove their sandals?
我们有没有人脱鞋啊？
Have we taken our shoes off?
我今天早上在那边思想这个题目的时候，是我说我们教会应该在门口大家脱鞋呢。
I was thinking about it this morning. Maybe we should ask people to remove their shoes as they walk in.
真是没有。对这一些事情花了很多的代价，很多的时间。你做总司令，我来做伯总。
You are to come with me.
这个是我们每一个人要听见的声音。
That's something that all of us have to hear.
什么叫做脱鞋？
What does it mean to remove your shoes?
脱鞋就是把你的总司令权放下来。
Meaning to give up your power.
把你的老板权放下来。
Giving up your position as the boss.
在神的面前，我们没有一个人是站在发号施令的位置上。
None of us stand in the position of giving orders when it comes to God.
我们来到神的面前，我们都是站在仆人的地位上。
We're all standing in the position of a servant when we come before God.
这是神在这里，在这个意象中要解决的一个问题。
That's something that God wants Joshua to understand in this vision.
约书亚是有前面一个神给他的使命。
Yes, Joshua does have a great commission that he has to carry out.
你说神知不知道？当然知道。
And of course, God knows that.
前面的征战有多么的困难，神知不知道？
Does God know how difficult the battle is going to be?
神当然知道。
Of course, He knows.
约书亚心中的焦虑，神懂不懂？当然懂。
And God understands the worries of Joshua's heart.
但是在人的心目中，我们今天所需要的祷告是神啊，帮助我。
But our natural prayer is God, please help me.
解决我的需要。
And fulfill my need.
神说，你要把这个，我们英文是说 turn the table around， 把这个桌子的位置放对。
God said you need to turn the table around.
是你从这一个主人的位置下来，坐到仆人的位置上。
You need to step back from the position where you're seated, which was when you thought you were the head of house, the same position of servant.
让神坐在他该坐的位置上。
And let God sit in the position that He is supposed to be seated in.
这是这个意象所带给约书亚的。
And that's what this vision is for Joshua.
这也是这个意象要带给今天的教会的。
And that is the vision for the church today.
在神给约书亚这个大的使命的时候，神要让约书亚看到一件很重要的事。
When God gave Joshua this commission, He wants him to understand something.
这整个的征战不是你的，也不是你们的。
That this battle does not belong to you or your people.
这个整个的征战是我耶和华的。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
今天我是耶和华的军队的元帅，你们是我的什么？ 士兵。
And I am the captain of the host of the Lord, and you are my army.
你们是听从我的命令，一个城一个城把它打下来。
You are to conquer city after city according to my command.
打耶利哥有耶利哥的方法。
They have a particular way to conquer Jericho.
打爱城有爱城的方法。
When they went to the next city, they have a different way
of conquering it. 每一场战役都不一样的。
Every battle is different.
谁决定？
Who gets to decide?
啊，耶和华决定。
God gets to decide.
如果这件事情没有搞清楚，
If they didn't understand that,
你要知道他们去打这场耶利哥城怎么打的，真是，你如果叫美国的这个陆军总司令或者也不管什么总司令来看一看这个耶利哥之战的战法，牙都笑掉了。
Do you all know how they conquer Jericho, right? I mean, if you have any leaders in the military today, look at the method of them, they're winning the city. It's pretty laughable.
大家知道这故事咯，高大的城墙。
They have these high city walls facing them.
照兵法来讲，你要想办法了，就是建楼梯爬上去也好，建那个大石头摔过去也好，方法很多了。
There are many military tactics that you can utilize to conquer these high walls, whether it be using ladders or throwing things over the wall.
对不对？我们在各种的电影里面都看过怎么样攻取这种大的城墙，都有他一套的方法的。
You've seen in movies how they get over these high city walls.
所以我想对耶路也对约书亚来讲，他也正在想我要建多少的这种大的。这个楼梯搞多少大的石头，多少的这个炸药，怎么我不知道那个时候有没有炸，可能没有，反正总是在想办法怎么样攻进去啊。
So Joshua is probably thinking how many ladders do I need to build and how many large stones do I need to send over the walls.
都在这个伟大的军事家的脑袋里面，在那里一样一样一样计算计划。
He's plotting in his great military mind.
是不是？我想我们都是这样想的嘛。
And I think we all think like that sometimes.
结果我们知道这个故事现在就不稀奇了，但是你要注意，当时当约书亚听见神要他这样做的时候，有没有搞错啊？
I'm sure when Joshua heard the way that God wants to conquer the city, he was a little skeptical.
那你带着这些人绕城，
God told him to lead his people and circle the city.
啊，一天绕一圈，
and they were there to circle the city once a day.
叫所有人，嘘，不要讲话。
And they're not to say anything.
就这么走。
Just circle the city.
然后你想象上面那些人都哈哈哈哈笑死了，对不对？
I'm sure these guards on top of the walls were laughing at them.
他们要笑这是神经病，神经病。
They're probably calling them crazy.
对不对？啊，不准讲话，他们笑就笑，我们还是走我们的。
So they're not supposed to say anything. Just walk around the city.
不是走一天。
They're not doing this for just one day.
也不是走两天。
Not even 2 days.
走多久啊？六天到七第七天
They did that for 6 days and on the 7th day
不走一圈啊，要走几圈啊？七圈。
On the 7th day they had to walk around the city 7 times.
七圈绕完然后就怎么样，大喊了。
And then they have to scream after they finish these 7 laps around the city.
有哪一个仗是这样打的？
Have you ever seen any battle that were
有哪一个人会相信喊完以后这个城墙会垮掉，有会谁相信的？
And who believes after they scream the walls will collapse?
Jennifer 相不相信？你都摇头对不对？我想我没有一个人会相信的。
Then nobody would believe.
懂了没有？这一套打法没有一个人会相信的。
Nobody would believe a battle can be won this way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这个意象的意义是什么？
What does this vision mean?
好，什么叫做耶和华军队的元帅？
What does it mean? Who is this captain of the host of the Lord?
是总司令怎么说？
Who's the general?
老百姓就怎么样？
Who?
就怎么打。
It means whatever the general says, the people follow.
有点像这次的伊拉克的战争。
Kind of like the war that we're in, in Iraq.
对不对？所有的人都对国防部长说，多送一点军队去，多送一点，那 国防部长天天送很少的军队去。
We keep asking for more people, more military, but we're not having that people over there.
这么少的兵怎么打赢仗呢
？And we might ask, how can we win with this amount of people, this amount of military?
我只是举一个小例子而已，就是说，这样的问题常常就成为辩论的题目。
So、I'm just giving this as an example that issues like this often becomepoints of debate.
这怎么可能呢
？How can we win?
哪有人这样打仗的呢
？How can you fight a war like that?
但是今天你要搞清楚是谁的战争。
But you have to know in this battle who it belongs to.
是谁打这个仗
？Who is fighting this battle?
耶和华要向他的子民证明，这个战争是我的。
The Lord wants to prove to His people.
我只对我的儿女有这么一个要求。
I only require this of my children.
什么要求？
What is it?
我怎么说，你们就怎么做。
Do as I say.
我怎么走，你们就怎么跟。
Follow me wherever I go.
到时候事情就要发生。
And things will happen.
这个如果没有先把地位搞清楚。
So if he gives a command like that, you don't have your positions in the right place.
我们要把我们的意见提出来，我们的想法提出来，那就没完又怎么样，没了。
If you still want to give your suggestions, give your ideas, then you would never have resolution.
每一个人都有自己的想法，自己的意见。
Everybody has their own opinions.
我们每一个都是想做老板的。
We all want to be the boss.
对不对？这是人的天性。
It's a very natural thing in all human beings.
因为鸡头不做牛尾。对吧？这就是我们每一个人在神的面前那个悖逆的天性所必然的现象。
It's a natural rebellious nature in us that wants to be this way.
但是今天神带我们去完成神的旨意的时候，神必须把这个东西对付清楚。
But when God wants us to fulfill His commands, He has to deal with that aspect first.
所以你会发现我讲约书亚，这是讲的第三次。
So you'll discover that this is the third message on Joshua.
但是我讲所有不同意象里面讲的最花功夫、次数最多的一次。
It's the one person that spent most time on in all the visions.
因为在这个约书亚的身上，神所要做的工作是比摩西的工作更进一步。
Because in the life of Joshua, God wants to do something deeper, even deeper than the life of Moses.
神整个的旨意是把犹太人从埃及带进应许之地。
God's desire is to bring these Israelites from Egypt into the promised land.
这是神整个的一个计划。
It's his big plan.
但是神需要两个人来完成。
But he needed two people to finish it.
摩西不能够完成神全部的旨意。
Moses wasn't able to finish.
为什么
？Why？
因为摩西的指示是律法的指示。
Because the commission to Moses was that of the law.
律法只是把神的见证摆明。
The law makes clear God's testimony.
神的律法是完全的。
God's law is perfect.
神的要求是高的。
His requirements are high.
犹太人说，我们凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都要遵守。
The Israelites said, whatever the Lord commands, we will do.
但是话还没说完。
But even as these words are still hanging by their mouths,
犹太人能不能遵守耶和华的律法呢
？Did they fulfill his commands?
那两块石板就在大家的面前，摩西把它打碎了。
Moses broke the two tablets of stone in front of everybody.
为什么？犹太人才前面说完凡耶和华的遵守我话我们都要遵行，后面就拜什么？
Because as soon as they finished saying whatever the Lord commands we will do, they started worshiping the golden calf.
所以这就告诉我们，人凭着肉体是没有办法守住耶和华的律法。
So that tells us, according to our flesh, we're not able to keep God's law.
人凭着肉体也没有办法承受神的国。
And in our flesh, we're not able to receive God's kingdom.
那么现在这个没有办法完成的使命，神借着第二个人来完成他。
Now this unfinished plan of God, God used a second person to continue on.
这个人叫做约书亚。
And that person is Joshua.
所以约书亚在这个意义上，他代表基督执事的第二个面。
So Joshua represents the second facet of the commission of Jesus.
摩西代表着耶稣的执事的第一个面，他把摩西把犹太人从埃及救出来，耶稣把我们从世界从罪救出来，这是 摩西的职事所代表的。
Moses' ministry represents the first facet of the ministry of Jesus, that is, saving men from sin as Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
这是第一步。
That's just the first step.
但是不要忘记有第二步。
And there is a second step.
约书亚的职事在这个点上是非常的重要。
And that's why the ministry of Joshua is important.
因为神当年对他们祖宗亚伯拉罕所讲的这个 预言这个应许只有借着约书亚才完成了。
Because the promise to Abraham that God made to Abraham has to be finished through the ministry of Joshua.
因为神答应这个产业是以色列与他的子孙的。
God promised this inheritance to Israel and his descendants.
摩西并没有完成这件事。
And Moses didn't finish it.
是约书亚来完成。
But Joshua did.
那么现在约书亚怎么样来完成这一件事呢？是要过约旦。
And the way he finished it, first of all, is to cross Jordan.
我们上一次讲的时候，过约旦有十二块石头的故事。
And we talked about last time the story of the 12 stones as they crossed the river.
什么意思？
And what do they mean?
啊，对付我们的肉体。
It means dealing with your flesh.
这一个肉体如果没有对付清楚，那我们没有办法打前面这个仗。
If the flesh is not dealt with, then we can't fight the battle that's ahead.
所以基督徒我们认识是最要做对付，这个是我们都承认的。我们是个罪人，需要神的宝血来对付我们的罪。
All Christians know that we need to have our sins dealt with.
但是我们忘记了这一个肉体，这一个犯罪的思想是也需要受到对付的。
But we forget our flesh, this mind that causes us to sin, needs to be dealt with too.
所以这个叫做肉体要受对付。
So that's what that last vision was about.
这是过约旦与受割礼那件那个我上一堂讲到所重的重点。
It was represented by crossing the Jordan and the matter of circumcision.
好，下面在这个意象里头是开始面对真正的征战。
And in this vision, they actually have to face the battle now.
从耶利哥一直打到了全地，要把这个殿，因为这个占领这块地的原则是什么？
Beginning from Jericho, they have to conquer the whole land.
得产业在维系在一句话上。
What does it mean to inherit, to receive this inheritance?
就在神来讲，这个整个的地，而且边界都说出来，北到哪里，南到哪里，东到哪里，西到哪里，都把这个广大的疆土讲出来了。
God has already mapped out this piece of land that He's going to give them from every direction.
但是这个伟大的国土要给你们，不是一句话就完了。
But He is not just given by saying it's given you.
人有人的责任。
We as people have a responsibility.
这个责任，神对他们讲的在一句话上面。
God told them that the responsibility was.
这个应许怎么样变成实际呢？
How do you turn this promise into reality?
这个地在敌人的手里怎么样变成我们的地呢？
This land which was in the hands of the enemies, how do we make it ours?
那一句话就是说，你们脚掌所踏的地就是你的。
The Lord said, wherever your feet walked, that land is yours.
所以这块地就在神来讲都已经给了，但是就在经历来讲，每一个人都要用自己的脚去走。
So from God's perspective, it's already given them, but from man's experience, we have to walk through it in order to inherit it.
没有一个睡在帐篷里的人就可以得这块地的。
If you're just sitting in a tent, you don't get the land.
用今天的话来讲，没有一个自己睡在家里里面天天看电视的人就可以得这块这个地的。
Basically, like today, if you're just sitting at home watching TV, you don't get to receive your inheritance.
你必须用你的脚掌去一个一个把这个属灵的征战打下来。这个东西才是你的。
Your feet have to walk and to conquer.
这个仗好不好打？
Was this battle easy?
敌人凶不凶？大不大？可怕不可怕？
Were the enemies horrible to fight?
当然可怕。
Of course they were.
这个是事实。
And those are realities.
他们上一辈就是害怕。
The last generation of the Israelites.
现在来到下年轻的一代。
Now we come to these younger generations.
面对相同的敌人，
they face the same enemies.
要打这个仗，
and they have to fight this battle.
取决于这个意象。
It all hinges upon this vision.
什么意象？就是耶和华是这个军队的元帅。
The vision of the Lord is the captain of this army.
这句话不是空话。
You're not just saying that.
当你承认他是元帅，
When you admit that he is the captain,
意思就是说，我就不是说话的人了。
meaning I don't get a say anymore.
我的喜欢，我的不喜欢，我的有道理，我的没有道理，全都要放在一边。
My likes, my dislikes, my opinions all have to be put aside.
对不对？我说你就是老板。
Because if they're not, then you're still in charge.
今天的基督徒的难处就是叫做精神分裂症。
Today, for a lot of Christians, we have
schizophrenia.
Okay, we had the.
为什么呢？因为我们在礼拜堂的时候跟神是讲得好好的。
Because we say such nice things to God when we're in church.
主啊，这样，主啊，那样，我要一生侍奉你。
Lord this, Lord that, I want to serve you all of my life.
然后阿门，坐下来了。
And you say amen, and you sit.
唱诗也是唱这样的诗。
And you sing these hymn songs.
回家通通变。
But you're different when you get home.
你工作通通变。
When you go to work.
要滑雪也都变了。
You want to go skiing.
对吧？谈一谈到实际的生活，这一套，这个在礼拜堂所说的，或者在你在灵修的时候所说的，通通不算数了。
When it comes to real life, all the things you said in church or during your quiet times, they all go away.
对吗？我明天我就要跟你离婚。后天我要做这件事情，后大后天我要做那件，我们就没有把神的话在我们的生活中当做真的一回事来做。
We start having all these ideas of work and what we are going to do, and we forget what we say to God.
所以神就变成空头司令，就是这个意思。
So God becomes sort of a figurehead.
懂吗？我们的上帝在基督徒口中常常变成空头司令。
Our God in our lives often become just a puppet, a figurehead.
我们并没有把他的话真的当话去做的。
We don't do according to what he says.
所以我们的生活一直软弱无力，每战必败。我们是常败将军，不是常胜将军。
That is why our lives are so weak and we lose every battle.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
意象，
Vision,
意象是绝对性的东西。
And it's the vision is an absolute thing.
今天约书亚到底能不能完成神托付他的使命，不是他会射箭多准，这个多聪明，能够想出什么计谋，这都不是他决胜的关键。
Whether or not Joshua is able to win does not hinge on how good of a military man he is or how good his army is.
同意吗？
You agree?
这都不是他的决胜的因素。
Those are not the reasons for him to win.
他整个决胜的因素就是到底听谁的。
He was able to win matters on who he listens to.
所以他到晚年他要离开这个世界，他就说了这句话。
So when he was dying, he said this.
他说出他一生的秘密。
And this,
我们刚刚念了。
This was the secret of his life.
他对整个的以色列人说。
And he said this to the Israelites.
如果你们认为侍奉耶和华不好，
If you think that serving God is not good,
你们可以去选你们认为好的。
You can go choose and serve who you think is good.
但是我和我的家，
But as for me and my house,
我们要什么？侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
也就是说，他一生就执着在这个点上，我一生整个的价值是侍奉什么？耶和华。
So that's his value for his life, which is my life serves the Lord.
他从年轻的时候到他年老的时候，他没有三心两意过。
He was never second guessing God in his whole life.
他没有一下说这样，一下又变成那样，就是 flip flop， 没有。
He never said one thing and did another and flip-flop back and forth.
这是约书亚成功的地方。
That's the reason for his success.
他忠于这个意向。
Because he was truthful to his vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都说耶稣要回来了。
We all say that Jesus is coming back soon.
对不对？我们也都承认万物的结局近了。
We all know that the end of all things is near.
我们知道主耶稣要回来，我们要到他的面前接受这一位爱我们的主那一天的基督台前的审判。
And we all know that we will come before our Savior and be judged before Him.
我们怎么能够再继续过一个摇摆的生活呢？
How can we still live a flip-flop life?
我们所说的跟我们所做的配不起来呢？
What we say do not match up to what we do.
我们还是在世界做许多的事情跟世人所做的一样。
We still do a lot of things like the rest of the world.
所以我们不要三心两意。
So don't be double-minded.
如果耶和华是谁
？If the Lord is God，
好好的侍奉。
Then serve him。
如果这个世界的神是谁？好好侍奉这个世界。
But if the God of this world is your God， then serve the world。
没有一个东西叫做 in between。
You can't be in between。
没有的。所以，在这一个。大家全世界在这边庆祝所谓的圣诞的时候
So at this time the world is celebrating Christmas
我盼望
My hope is
基督徒知道我们活着什么为着什么
My hope is for Christians to know what they're doing
我们的见证跟世人有什么分别
How is our testimony different from the world
不要跟着世界走
Do not follow the world
让世界改变跟着基督走
You should change the world so the world will follow Jesus.
不是神站在我们这一边。
It's not that God stands on our side.
是你要站在什么？神的那一边。
But it's you who needs to stand on God's side.
这个才是这个天上意象的中心点。
And that's the point of this heavenly vision.
否则我们的见证永远没有力量。我们天天祷告的神啊，祝福神与我同行。
If you always pray for God to bless you and be with you,
错了
That's wrong.
让我们跟谁同行？跟基督同行。
Let's walk with the Lord.
他怎么走，我们怎么走；他怎么说，我们怎么说。
What he says, we say. What he does, we do.
他的目的就是我们的目的。
His purpose will be our purpose.
这个叫做信耶稣。
That is what it means to be a Christian.
我们低头祷告。
Let's go and pray.
天父，我们在这个庆祝圣诞的期节
Father, this holiday season as we celebrate Christmas
世界只是在商业的里面打转
The world is still in the materialistic aspect of the holiday
怎么样得更好的东西来满足我们自己的私欲
How we can receive better things to satisfy ourselves
主啊让我们跟这个世界一刀两断
Let us be separated from this world
让我们不以这个物质的东西成为我们追求的人生的目标
that we don't seek after these material things as the goal of our lives
让我们来到你的面前
let us go before you
主啊听见你向我们所说的话
and hear what you have to say to us
你是耶和华军队的元帅
you are the captain of the host of the Lord
主我们愿意祷告说让你在我们的生命中是我们生命的元帅
We want to pray and say that you will be the captain of our lives
不但是我们个人的元帅
Not just individually
也是整个教会的元帅
But the captain for your church
你说了就算数
What you say goes
让我们能够听从你的话
Let us listen and obey your word
求你这样帮助我们
Help us Lord
免得我们到那一天什么都没有得着
Thus we receive nothingOn that day.
愿我们在今天能够得着你应许的属灵属天的产业
Let us receive today the inheritance that you promised us
让我们快跑来得着基督里一切的丰富
Let us haste after you receive all the abundance that's in Christ Jesus
因为这是你要给我们的
Because that's something that you will give us
让我们有这个雄心大志来得着基督所要我们得着的
Let us have this ambition to receive what Christ will have us receive
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.